Good morning.
It is good to be here in person and online. It was Friday, but today is Sunday. And not just any Sunday, Easter Sunday. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
These are words not just rolling off of our lips without meaning. And these are words that are not without meaning on the pages of Scripture. These are words which impact the lives of people. They give us a reason to celebrate. They give us a reason to have hope. They give us a reason to not live our lives in fear. These words impact people. They provide us with a future which fuels our living life today and every day. So let us worship the God who has made this future, today and forever, a reality. It's Sunday, Easter Sunday. We turn to the middle of our worship bulletin, page 3, the middle of page 3. Christ Jesus has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your victory?
Where, O death, is your sting?
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
We worship in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let us worship Him.
We join together in the song.
Thank you.
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
If we confess our sins,
He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
This is how God showed His love among us.
He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
This is love.
Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship Him.
Thank you.
everlasting joy to look forward to, as prophesied. A reading from Holy Scripture through the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
The future and the hope we have in that future, which sustains us now even, is rock solid, thanks to Christ, for he has risen. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ, the firstfruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
For our next hymn, note that the congregation, we're asked to join on the refrains and verse 4. Gospel reading. The Gospel from Mark chapter 16, it provides awesome news. News that's not just for us, but news that we want to share with others. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be afraid," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
Please be seated as we continue with the song, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." Time you have said those words to someone else, perhaps your spouse or a friend or maybe even a co-worker? How many times have you thought about saying those words, but biting your tongue, you refrained? Think of how many times the Lord God has said those words throughout history. And in particular, throughout the pages of Holy Scripture. Maybe not those exact words, but the gist of those words. being familiar with the children of Israel in Old Testament times, recall when the children of Israel were traveling from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. Just on that trip alone, think of how many times God could say on a daily basis to those children of Israel, "I told you so." How many times can God say those words to you and me as well? Those words do not necessarily have to be taken in a negative or sarcastic way, or come across in a way like someone's talking like they know it all. But when it comes to God, He does know it all. And so when He tells us, "I told you so," it is to remind us or to get our attention on a very important truth that He wants us to hold on to for our good. And so today is another one of those days, those times when God has the right to say, "I told you so." To those first disciples of Jesus, "I told you so." Their memory needed to be jogged. Their fears needed to be calmed, to put in check. Their confidence needed to be reasserted. And is it really any different for us as disciples today? The final answer to wrap up the talking point we have been looking at throughout the Lenten season and Holy Week, the question, "What shall we do with Jesus?" That answer is, live with Him. Live with Him because He lives. And live with Him. And since this is the case, He gives us something to say, to talk about. He lives. Just as He said. Matthew 28, the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as He said." The bells cannot even help but ring out today. "Come and see the place where He lay. Then go quickly and tell His disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see Him. Now I have told you.'" This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our risen Redeemer. Amen. "I told you so." It had to be this way. Think about how many times Jesus had to remind His first disciples of the what and the why of His coming to this earth. "Oh, you of little faith, you disciples. I've told you time and time again." And even when it happened, though He had prepared them for it, they didn't remember. The details were fuzzy. Time and time again, Jesus told His disciples, and it's written down in the pages of Holy Scripture for our benefit as well, that Jesus had to come to this earth and do what He had to do for us, for fallen humankind. There was no other way. No other way for us to be reconciled with a holy God, our Creator. Nothing we do or could have done would reconcile us to God. Nothing anyone else can do apart from Jesus would be able to reconcile us with God. Sin has separated us from God, and rightly so. Sin, anything soiled, cannot be in the presence of a holy God. And so God, just as He told us on the pages of Scripture from the beginning of time, put into action the plan to reconcile humankind to himself. And it had to be through his Son, the Son of God and Son of Man, who would come to live the life that God demanded of us, which we cannot live. And he did just that. He fulfilled the law perfectly, just as he said he would do. And he took that perfect life to the cross, just as we were told he would have to do. And on that cross, he made full restitution, full atonement, full reconciliation for our sins, so that we can now be in the presence of God Almighty. And just as he said, the cross was not the end. The tomb is empty. It was Friday, but today is Sunday. Easter Sunday. He has risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Just as he said. And because he lives, the death, the grave could not hold him back. We live. We are able to do so because the Holy Spirit uses the gospel, whether it be in the Word or in the sacrament of Holy Baptism, to connect us to what Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man, has done for us so that we can be reconciled with God Almighty. As if we ourselves were crucified and risen, how important then the gospel is for us. And God knows that. And so he connects us to it. And he keeps us connected to that gospel so that we can hold on to the status and the hope and the future that is ours by the grace of God, accomplished for us by the Son of God and Son of Man. He was crucified and then risen. Because he lives, we can live with him and for him and on behalf of him. He lives, just as he said. Even though he said this was how it was going to be, that didn't mean that what he had to endure would be any easier to endure. It still was very painful to Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man, to have to endure rejection to those he came to save, to endure name-calling, to endure beating and ridicule and death by crucifixion, meant to be painful, to make a lesson. Just as he said, Jesus endured that so that we could live with him. The seal of that is the tomb is now empty. And because he lives, we live with him, just as he said. How important it is to know this. Because just as he says, life, what we have to face in this life really should not surprise us. He still says that as long as we live here on this earth, we are going to have to go through trials and tribulations. Those trials and tribulations of whatever sort are not meant to beat us down or to pull us away from Christ, but rather just the opposite, to keep us focused on Christ and the hope and the future that he has for us, and also to help us be salt and light in this world. So we should not be surprised when trials and tribulations come. And yet what happens too often amongst Christians, those who give their life to Christ, as soon as a trial or thorn of any time comes in their life, Lord, this is not what I signed up for. What are you giving me? If this is what it is, I'm walking away. That's not the purpose of those trials and tribulations. So let us not be surprised when they come, and let us not be surprised how some people react when those trials and tribulations come. Rather be thankful, and we should not be surprised at this either, when fellow Christians encourage us as we're going through trials and tribulations and worries and anxiety and fears, that they encourage us with the hope that we have through Jesus Christ. Words, for example, from Romans, reminding us that our troubles are light and momentary. The Apostle Paul wrote by inspiration, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Present sufferings, dear friend. How important it is to keep that in mind, because when the Lord Jesus takes us to heaven, what about those sufferings that we were enduring? They're not there. And those sufferings that we may have to endure now compared to eternity with God? Recall the words of Revelation. What's going on there? No more hunger, no more pain, no more need for sleep. But glory, hallelujahs, all the time. And we should not be surprised when fellow Christians also encourage us, for example, that these trials and tribulations are not without purpose. 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles, there it is again, are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And we can do that, dear friends, because Jesus lives, and so we live. And because he lives, he's given us something to say. And how important it is that we speak up about the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because people are not going to come to this truth on their own. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Salvation comes to all who call on the name of the Lord. And how are they able to do so? The Holy Spirit uses you as the messengers of the powerful gospel message, which is able to convert hearts from unbelief to belief. Maybe you think you don't have enough Bible knowledge to talk about the Savior and what he's done. Well, talk from the heart. What does it mean to you that Jesus was crucified and has risen? Do you know the Apostles' Creed? Do you know where to find it? Do you know Romans 8, 28, all things work for the good of those who love him? Do you know John 3, 16? Don't underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do through you, how he helps us remember what we need when we need it. And this is important again because God has called us to be salt and light in this world. When people are going through trials and tribulations, we have an opportunity to refocus them on Jesus and the purpose and the temporary nature of those trials and tribulations. That doesn't make them easier necessarily to go through, but we know we can endure because we don't endure them alone. How important it is to be salt and light. And knowing that we are to be such, it is good for us to continually search the Scriptures for our own growth in the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth he puts before us. And as we search the Scriptures for our own benefit, we're also then in a position to witness what we read. Because people are searching. They're searching for truth. They're searching for answers. And sadly, the world is searching in all the wrong places. They're searching in what is temporary. God has put us in a position to humbly point them in the right direction, God's direction. What the crucifixion and resurrection means to us, and it should mean to them. We have an opportunity to point them to Jesus. So don't be afraid. As the angel said to those first women and disciples at the tomb, It's not easy necessarily to be salt and light, is it? But again, the reminder, don't be afraid. Because the message we have to share with others is life-changing. For the here and now, and for the here and hereafter. Dear friends, because it's Sunday, Easter Sunday, this is our theme throughout our time here on earth. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What shall we do with Jesus? Live with Him. Because He lives, we can. And because He lives, we have something to say. It's Sunday. Easter Sunday. Just as He said. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our crucified and risen Savior. Let's continue with the singing of the verses. I know that my Redeemer lives. Remain standing. Please be seated. We continue with the prayer of the church. We pray, O Lord God, our strength, our song, and our salvation. You fulfilled Your promises by the resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead.
Thanks be to God. You give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In Your compassion, You sent Christ, the Good Shepherd, who laid down His life to rescue the lost. Lift our eyes heavenward to see Him who lives to make intercession for the saints, and grant us confidence in the greatness of His power. Keep before us the vision of Your redeemed people, standing before Your throne and singing the song of victory.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Receive wisdom.
Make us instruments of your peace as we bring the good news of hope and new life to those around us. Guide us in the use of all that you have entrusted to us, our time, our talents, and our treasures.
Grace the Lord, live in us that we may live for you.
Merciful Lord Jesus, grant healing to the sick and strengthen the faith of the suffering and the dying. Assure them of your abiding presence and comfort them of the hope of eternal life. Lord, for those celebrating birthdays at this time, we thank you for them as a gift to us. Continue to open their eyes to the blessings you put before them in their life, and also then help them use these blessings to your glory. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, Lord, we thank you for watching over them. Continue to strengthen and reinvest their love for you and also for one another. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Gracious Father, you have restored to us the joy of your salvation. With happy hearts, we come before you and say,
Hallelujah, thanks be to God, amen.
And we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Thank you.
Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people.
So that we may serve you steadfast faith and confess your name as long as you live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace.
Live in harmony with one another.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Thanks be to God. Let us sleep with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen. Just as he said. What a difference a year makes. It's good to see you visibly in the house of the Lord. The word never went away, thankfully, and it never will. So we always have that to stand upon. But it's good to see you here and also in in person and also online. Just to highlight worship schedule, thanks for the flexibility. We hope to keep this worship schedule that I'm going to talk about for some time. Next Sunday, 8 and 10:45, both are planned to be indoor services with Bible study at 9:30, and that will go till 10:15. The worship service and the Bible study are in person and online. And then the fourth Sunday of this month, so in a couple of weeks, the plan is 8 o'clock indoor, 10:45 outdoor, Bible study at 9:30. Again, we're for April and May, and then September through May is the goal, the fourth Sunday of each month to have that 10:45 service be outdoor. For other things that are going on, activities, see at the back of the bulletin, the calendar there. Go to our website or also the weekly news. Copies are available in the entryway, or you can go to our website for the weekly news. Or if you're on our email list, you'll get links to our weekly news there as well, along with other helpful materials. The Easter egg hunt yesterday, God blessed us with a great day and many families. It was great to see the children gather up those eggs and share with their parents and guardians what they received through those eggs, an opportunity to plant seeds. So may the Lord bless the seeds planted. Bless you, and may He bless the seeds that you plant, knowing that the Lord has given us something to say. He has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Have a great day in the Lord. Go in peace.